the Rebbe, volume 11. This is letter number 3786. Baruch Hashem, the 20th day of Elul Tavshin Tzvah, Brooklyn, Rav HaChassid, with the title Yichil Michil Sheyichia the Bruskin. So, Shalom Uvracha. Rebbe is responding to the letter that was dated 12th of Elul with the Redemption of Soul note, in which he writes about the building of the mikvah. And the Rebbe says, for sure you know the instructions of the Rebbe Rashab, that's the father of the previous Rebbe, in matters of mikvah, that he had passed them along to the Rabbi Yaakov Sheyichya Landau of Bnei Brak. And the Rebbe says, therefore, that this mikvah should also be fitting his directions. They have the special directions, everything to build it properly. And the Rebbe says that for the new year that is coming upon us, in Letova Livracha, I express my blessing to you and all that are you, a blessing of Ksivach Simatova, the Shana Tova Mesukah, both physically and spiritually. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing. So he told the Rebbe about building a mikveh that he was doing. And the Rebbe says that the mikveh, the Rebbe Rashab has given over to the directions of Rabbi Yaakov Landau. So therefore, the Rebbe is saying the mikveh that you're building, I'm sure that it fits his directions. And the Rebbe blesses him for Ksivach Simatova. Chabad, besides building one building on top of the other, one mikvah on top of the other, there's also various different of hidurim or specifics, and that Chabad mikvahs have. And Rabbi Landau, he was the chief rabbi of Bnei Brak, for many years. His son is now he shares the position with another rabbi. But it was amazing, Rabbi Yaakov Landau, he was the chief rabbi. And even though Bnei Brak is not necessarily known to be a Hasidic city, it has some Hasidim in there too, but it's a stronghold, of the Panovich yeshiva. They have a lot of the Lithuanian yeshivas there. But yet, he was the chief rabbi. He was accepted by all. But when he passed away, I think his son shares it with another rabbi who represents the other yeshivish world, and together with him, so they both are rabbis now, Bnei Brak. But he was respected, Rabbi Yaakov Landau, the rabbi who's writing here, was respected across the board.